Hi, this is Marco Werman. I think you're really going to love today's global hit. Playing for Change is the name of the group, or PFC. You may have seen those letters or may have even seen their phenomenal success on YouTube. They actually had the video come first. Then came the moment when the eight or so band members from all over the globe met to make this new toe-tapping album of great pop songs from the United States and from Jamaica. And then their first U.S. performance in the showcase that I happened to present at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas last March. And I had a kind of a general sense that these were musicians from various countries around the world, South Africa, Ghana, the Netherlands, Jamaica. And then I look up on stage and I see this African guitarist from originally from Zimbabwe, now from South Africa, named Louis Malunga. And he's setting up his guitar on stage. And I just kind of hit myself in the head. It was like, Louis Malunga is playing with Playing for Change? Yes, he is. And they're on tour now in the United States. This is my interview with Louis about the group Playing for Change. I hope you enjoy it. Finally, our global hit today is about a musical project called Playing for Change. It's a truly global multimedia project that started a few years ago. First, producers Mark Johnson and Enzo Buono trekked around the world with a mobile recording studio. Everywhere they went, they recorded local musicians performing the same song in the same tempo. Then Johnson and Buono mixed all the different takes into a final version. The video became a huge hit on YouTube. Then Johnson and Buono invited some of the musicians to come together to record a CD. Here's the Playing for Change group performing Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Members of Playing for Change are now on tour in the United States. One of the artists on the bill is guitarist Louis Malunga. He grew up in Zimbabwe, but now lives in South Africa, which is where Mark Johnson found him.
A few years ago, I met with Mark Johnson when he came around my house. And he showed me some videos which they'd shot during their travels. I liked very much what they were doing. And he asked me if I could take part in it by, playing some lines onto things which were already recorded. So I did that as part of my contribution. And the next thing, he invited me back to the States to come and perform with other artists.
I'm curious to know, what you thought of the project when it was sort of begun first on YouTube, and then it became a CD, and now you're performing it live. It's kind of almost the reverse of the way things used to happen. You'd perform, you'd rehearse, you'd make a CD, and then somebody might be interested in doing a video. The world's turned around so much, hasn't it?
The world has turned around so much, but it really didn't bother me. For me, it just felt like the moment I'm on stage or I'm called to appear on stage, that's where I feel free to express myself, to change, to communicate with people musically. The other things that happen, those are just technical things. If it goes through the tube or music is recorded, or it goes on CD, or those are just technical things. But the real thing is when you stand on stage and interchange the music with the audience, that is the real thing for me.
So much has been said about the notion that music is the universal language, and it's almost become a cliche that you kind of toss aside. But this really does seem to crystallize that. And I'm wondering if you can tell us, was there a moment when you were playing with the other members of Playing for Change where the idea that music is a universal language really hit home for you?
Surprisingly so. It really is like that. Music, it's a universal language. And it doesn't matter whoever you meet, but for as long as, once they bring an instrument, or even if they start to sing, whether they're singing in their own language, which you don't even understand, something just brings you together. Somehow you get to know what to do, and it just happens just like that.
Playing for Change guitarist Louis Malunga. For info on the group's current U.S. tour, go to theworld.org. That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.